As we gather today to partake of our time with the Lord, did you stop to think this morning when you got up? It was snowing when I got up. That the Lord gave us another day on earth to make ourselves right with Him. To correct anything we've done in our life that's wrong. He gave us another day. He loves us so much that He gave us another day to make our lives right. Average person, cut off the mic. The average person out in the world today doesn't think about that. You mention that tomorrow morning at work, how many people thought about that where you work, and you'll find about 9 out of 10 of them never even thought about it. They're missing the mark that God has set forth. Because we're not drug pushers, we're not in the League of Murders. They need more prayers than we do. If you skip a church service, if you're not a part of them people, you're just a petty sinner. Not a big sinner, but still a sinner. All we know about sin is most people read in the Bible. People tell you that Jesus died for your sins. We all know that. We studied in the Bible. He says He died for our sins. People have cliches about what is sin. Little notes they make, what it is, it's this, it's that. Why must we repent of sin? People don't think it's a very important thing to do. How do we know what is sin? Well, if you go back to study some of the Mosaical laws, that if you ate certain meat, you were a sinner, because the Israelites did not eat such. Or certain days. People nowadays, some religions don't eat certain meat, only eat certain meat on certain days. Some people have very unique, different ideas of what sin is. They try to catalog sin. Well, that's just a little sin, a little white lie, just a little sin. Jesus called the people to do these things blind guides. With their obsession to precisely define righteous behavior, drain out a gnat but swallow a camel. Matthew 23, verses 16 through 21, if you read the whole thing. God hasn't given us a quick reference to what sin is. Why not? People ask you, why not? Why hasn't God given you a quick reference to what sin is? Well, maybe I can get an idea of what it is. If He had done so, we'd miss out on a big opportunity of learning how and why we sin. And how we could avoid it and overcome it, if you made it too simple. What God has given us is a Bible filled with all the answers. But too many people in the world don't read it. Don't study it. Through what we read in the Bible, we can come out what's wrong and what's right. We study, we know what's wrong and what's right. John writes in 1 John 3, 4, sin is a transgression of the law. Whose law? God's law. Most of it is God's law, what is a transgression of. The verse is originally written in Greek. Interesting when you go back and study Greek. I wish I could. Well, yeah, I knew the Greek language to speak it, but I cannot. But I've got Greek dictionary stuff, and I can go back and find these words and what they are. The word translated sin in Greek is H-E-M-A-R-T-I-A, hamartia, I think you pronounce it. It is the most common word used for Greek for sin in the Greek language. And surprisingly, what this word means is to miss the mark. If we sin, we miss the mark that God has set for us. Like in shooting an arrow or shooting at a target, if you miss the mark, if you don't miss, hit it, you miss the mark. The Old Testament Hebrew often uses a word, C-H-A-T-A, chatta, describes sin, but it has the same meaning as hamartia. It's called miss the mark. So when Ezekiel warned that the soul who sinned in Hebrew is the one who will die, in Ezekiel 18 and 4. Paul wrote the wage of sin, same word, is death in Romans 6:23. They both show that missing the mark is no minor matter. It carries a death penalty. I've had people say to me, well, I get by doing this. I do what I want to Saturday night, and then I sleep in on Sunday. But I said, the day of judgment, you're going to pay the penalty. You might enjoy it now, but later it's not going to be so enjoyable. So why does God take our missing the mark so seriously? I think we need to remind ourselves constantly of that fact. Those of us that are older, the young ones don't think about it. When I was 20, I didn't think about it either. When I was 20, I was worried more about staying alive than anything else. I didn't worry about what God was going to do with me later in life. But the older you get, the more you start to think about that. When God finished creating the world, what did he say? Genesis 1:31, he said, it is good what I have done at that time. But mankind since has chosen to break, ignore, abandon the laws that God set out. That's a problem with worlds, the choice that's in it. Mankind is living that way. So people say, well, if God didn't want us to sin, why did he make us this way? Capacity to choose how we live. You know, we're the only physical creatures that can do so. That's kind of an honor that God gave us. Animals are created with instinct. They live instinctively in harmony with the law that God gave them. They put in their mind. They know to eat food. They know to keep it out of the weather if they can. God gave them that instinct. So animals don't sin like we do. God gave them an instinct. Sometimes maybe they're smarter than we are. God gave animals a good instinct. God made other creatures after their own kind in Genesis 1:21. In verse 27, he says, he created man in his own image. That's an important distinction between it. Man is created in his image, not like an animal. In the Bible, we're often called sons of God. That means what it says, I think. We're part of him. We're potential heirs to immortality. With all this energy, we have to learn as God lives, though, and live as he did. God made us with minds so that we'd eventually fully share life as He enjoys it. But before He can raise us to that level, He has to know how we'll behave here on earth. You ever stop to think about that? Why we're here? Why all these pitfalls come in front of us? The older we get, the more we think about that. This is all a learning ground that we might be worthy to live with Him in heaven. Otherwise, it would be an utopia that wouldn't have to worry about anything. That's why after God created Adam and Eve, He tested them. They failed. You know, He's testing us today to see if we're going to make the mark to get to heaven. A lot of the troubles and trials that we face in the world today, that's all it is put on there to test us. See if you have the fortitude and the strength to get through it. He lets the devil throw stuff in front of you, I'm sure of that. But that's to strengthen us, to make you stronger. If you've studied anything of history, this country lives in a utopia of peace. Church-loving people now, it may not be that way every day. It may not be that way forever. It can change. And it may before the end of time. It was a simple thing that God told Adam and Eve not to eat of a fruit of forbidden fruit. He did not make it impossible for them to do so. They had a choice, remember, as we do today. If there was no choice, there would be no test. He needed to see what Adam and Eve would do with what He gave them. He found out quickly. The first man and first woman missed the mark that God set for them because they didn't follow His rule. Adam's son Cain did likewise. He didn't follow God's rule. And the world has been missing the mark ever since. Cain might not have been as gullible as Eve. Adam wasn't as gullible as Eve, but they both missed the mark. They didn't follow what God told them. They both knew better. But just stop to think. As sin entered the world through one man, death come to all men because all have sinned. Everyone who has ever lived, had a noble experience, has sometime or other transgressed God's law and earned the wages of sin. But Christ came, gave His life that our sins can be removed. That's why we meet together. That's why we study His Word. We miss the mark when we transgress the law, when we do something against God that we'd hate ourselves for later, that we'd some stupid thing we say or do that we didn't think about before we did it. But He gives us a chance to recoup ourselves and regroup. How many people in the Old Testament sinned against God were stoned instantly? That's harsh punishment. But He's too loving through His Son that we don't have to do that. I'm going to skip over some stuff here. I got more than I need here. What Jesus has done is hard for the world to comprehend. The Bible tells us that He was the one whom all was created. John, first chapter, first three verses. He was born in human flesh, lived on earth as a man for more than 33 years. He's in the prime of life and guilty of no crime. I stopped thinking about that. Man guilty of no crime, but allowed himself to be cruelly put to death for each and every one of us to overcome and take our sins away. was a sacrifice God accepted. But I feel it pained him dearly to have to accept it that way. We get pardoned through that death upon the cross. That sacrifice was made, and we have to accept it if we want to be a part of him. When they was killing Christ, someone figured out what they'd done. They said, "What shall we do?" And they asked in Acts 2:37. They were told, "Repent and be baptized," was Peter's answer, verse 38. Someone said, "Okay, I've done that. What do we do now?" Follow Christ. See with what he has done. Some people think that baptism means nothing. Baptism is to be made from a very careful consideration and a decision. Maybe a responsible adult making a turning point in his or her life to be a follower of God. Paul tells us, you know that all of us were baptized into Christ, have been baptized into his death. Seems like a small thing to us. But that's part of the mark of following God. Something you don't want to do, miss that mark. Because the day of judgment, when it comes, you'll be sorry. Paul, after conversion, and I'm sure he struggled daily to live what God wanted him to live, the law, the right life. He realized that he still could sin. In Romans 7:14, he says, "I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin," he admitted. "For I have desired to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out, for I do not do the good I want to do. For I do is not the good I want to do. The evil I do is not to do. Is want to do this I keep doing," verses 18, 19. That's why we have God to talk, Christ to talk to overcome those things we do wrong. We make mistakes. Because the devil's out there every second throwing something in front of you to cause you to stumble. Last year I was talking to a guy and he said, "Well, what, how come do you think the devil does that?" I said, "Because the devil don't want to be lonesome after eternal destruction. He wants somebody with him. All he can get with him, he don't want to be lonesome. That's why he's out there trying to cause as many people to stumble away from God as he can. He got himself in that fix, and he don't want to be by himself." Jesus never sinned. That's the good point that we can have. That's the bright point of life to me. Through all the trials of this world, all the dumb things I have done in my life, I've stopped to think that Jesus never sinned. The only perfect one that was ever on this earth. Adam, Moses, Noah, all them, Abraham, they all made mistakes. But Jesus never sinned. That's the one to look up to as our guide, that we can make the mark to be with him and his Father in heaven at the judgment day. God will help us no matter what if you talk to him. I saw a church bulletin last year someplace, church bulletin board in front of it that said, "The shortest step to heaven is to kneel in prayer." Makes sense, doesn't it? The shortest step to heaven is to kneel in prayer to God. May not seem like much. But no matter where you're at, no matter who you are, no matter what time of the day or night it is, you know, He will listen if you talk to Him. He's never gone. He's never like this. Well, I'll tell you, I get mad, slam the phone down. I call and get one of these answering machines that I talk to, that stupid machine. Voicemail. I won't talk to them. I just hang up on them. What would happen if when we tried to talk to God, that's what we got? You don't. He is there. 24-8, not 24-7, 24-8. He is there to talk anytime you need to talk to Him. That's the neat part of that one. He is there to help you make that mark for the home in heaven's judgment day. God never forgets. He never forgets. He never lets go. He is always there to help you. No matter your age, no matter what. And you can talk to somebody at work, you can talk to some of your friends in your peer group, you young people. They will mislead you. They'll misguide you. But God in Christ will never misguide you. From their word, you will get the truth. Not what man wants you to do, not what he tells you. As we close this, I'm going to read a scripture out of the Old Testament that one I really like. Stop and think about that. If you're outside of Christ tonight or today, and you think about becoming a child of His, stop and think about this verse in Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. To become a child of God, that's to be glad in it. And the angels in heaven will smile, they will rejoice, they will sing. If there's somebody outside of God that comes to Him today. Because now is the time. Stop and think. If you've been following any of the news the last week, what's going on over in Egypt? Brings back memories like a war zone. Some of the people in there that got out of there that are tickled to death they got out of there. But think about that. If you're in a zone like that and you're a God child and you still die, you're going to go to heaven. That's the point of being a part of Him, no matter what happens. The day of judgment, you'll be with Him. We're going to offer a gospel invitation this time. There should be someone outside of His body that wants to become of that part of Him. Then get on that road to that mark. Use Him as a crutch. He is a crutch to those of us that believe in Him, to guide us, the strength we can have to get us to heaven. Somebody to lean on. Lord knows I need somebody to lean on quite often. I'm sure all of us do. If you feel you've stumbled and need to correct your life, now is the time to do it, because tomorrow might not get here. So whatever your heart desire is today, whatever you need, come forward. We stand to sing the song that's been chosen.